Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Danita Young. Danita is a transformational coach for 15 years. She's dedicated her life to finding the solution to creating a lasting transformation to overcome anxiety, procrastination, and stress in 30 to 90 days. So you can step into your full potential. She calls it her Align method. It is simple and effective. It works in under an hour per week without meds or surface fixes. Align has helped thousands of people around the world. Danita, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Shifting your perspective.
Right. Tell me more.
So my thought is I feel like as human beings, we only are operating in about 5% of our minds and get stuck into a box, bouncing from one wall to the other. And we call these patterns where we're just repeating ourselves over and over and over again. One of the common patterns I see is massive to-do list, overwhelm, constantly trying to achieve more, 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 more. And on the alternative side of that is the procrastination, the relaxation. I just need to take a break. And when we're trying to take a break, we're thinking of our to-do list. And when we're in our to-do list, we can't wait until we relax. And so we're never really fully in an optimization when we're in either of those states. And so by shifting your perspective out of that can allow you to take full control by optimizing the full relaxation time and then also your full productive time.
And so what I heard from you is, well, if I'm focused on my to-do list, then there's stress. And if I'm not focused on my to-do list, then there's also stress. And so there's like no balance. And we have to find that balance. Why do you think when we're not doing the things that we still feel stress?
I think it comes down to, it could be like imposter syndrome, could be like limiting beliefs. It could be a not enoughness. It could be, some sort of underlying guilt or things like this. I've seen it all across the board.
Well, that makes sense, and to a certain extent, I've felt all of those things at some point in my career where, like, I'm trying to hustle, I'm trying to make things work, but I'm exhausted, and now I have to just take a rest. But I'm just thinking about, well, I should be working right now. You know, it's like almost a self-worth issue. Like, no, man, you don't deserve rest. You need to be getting and going and doing things.
Absolutely. 1000%. I think everyone can relate to it if you're an entrepreneur.
And so the answer is to find and strike this balance and shift your perspective, which I 100% agree with. Like, there are no real solutions to problems. There are only perspective changes on how to look at the problem. But how do we then approach this perspective shift? First step, I imagine, is you have to be aware of the situation, because awareness will allow you to look around and try to find, you know, the tools that will get you there. So how do we first create awareness? And then what are the next steps we take?
Yeah, the awareness is you want to start really looking at patterns, right? Because the definition of insanity, we all know what that is. So when you start seeing your own patterns and that you are spinning in circles and all you're doing is just wasting time and energy, you're not being able to really optimize your full potential. So the solution there is, once you identify the pattern, the awareness, I would say the second phase is be willing to accept new information, because that's really where the perspective shift is. We get so stuck in our way of thinking, I know everything, it has to be this way, or it has to be this direction. In our mind, we have the perceived outcome that it has to be, this is what it looks like, this is the plan, because we have a sense of false sense of control when we have that plan. But really, as entrepreneurs, when we get through it, we see that it was a bunch of pivots throughout the whole way. It was like a zigzag. It was never a straight line. And so that would be the second one, is The most dangerous sentence I ever tell my clients is like saying, I already know this. I've already tried this. I've already done this. Well, then what you're doing is you're closing yourself off, not really allowing new information to come in. So that would be step number two. Step number three, I would say, is looking at the neurological pathway loop. I look a lot of like neuroplasticity and being able to rewire one's mind to then get to somebody's outcome. And what we know is that an action is always underneath an emotion. Sorry, but you guys, we're humans. We're not robots. We are driven by emotions, and underneath an emotion is a thought. And so when we look at the pattern of the neurological pathway loop, you can get to the source of it. When you get to the source of it, you're going to have so much more control. It is so much more simpler. But what happens is people are only operating on one side of the loop, which is action, outcome, action, outcome, action, outcome. And that's where we get stuck in the patterns. On the other side of the loop is your thought and your emotions, your thought and your emotions. And so once you actually look at it as a more full perspective is where you can start really taking control over it. So my answer to your question is, underneath the action is going to be an emotion. So what emotion are you chasing? Because emotion is not outside of you. It's not a carrot on a stick. The emotion, if you're looking for an example, a peace, if you keep thinking that the peace is after your to-do list is done, sorry, I'm gonna break it to you, it's not. And also if you think that—
Why not? That's what I've been working on. I've been checking off all of these things so long. I want the peace. Where's the peace?
I know, exactly. It's not that, it's not the carrot on the stick, right? And so— and it's also not fake relaxing, like thinking you need to finish your to-do list. And so what you end up finding is that the brain and the body are chemically hardwired to stay in a state of familiarity, which means we're operating in the past. And so what happens is our body gets used to the emotional, maybe the emotional home of doom and gloom. And so if your body's more in an emotional state of doom and gloom and peace isn't an emotional home, then you have to start to work. You have to start to learn what part of you is your survival brain versus your thriving brain. Because the reality is our brains are not built to thrive. They're built to survive. And that actually shocks a lot of people when I tell them that, is you have to work against the part of you that's just trying to keep you safe and comfortable and predictable.
And also the other components of this, like really, really practical, is in case we don't find any other food source for a while, we got to fatten up to prepare for the famine. In case there's a saber-toothed tiger out there, we better stay in the cave where we know it's like dark and comfortable and they can't get in. These are really like the deep-rooted hard wires of our survival brain. It really hasn't gotten an upgrade since there were constant mortal threats around us. And our brain is like, well, there's nothing else to do. I might as well be worried about stuff.
It does. It worries. That's where anxiety comes from, right? It's just constantly trying to predict the past so that your future doesn't have the past on it, but it's stuck in the what if, should have, could have, right? Like it's operating in that state. And all it is just state of trying to protect you. So you have to learn to be able to operate. You have to know and identify the survival part of you versus the other part of you that's the successful thriving. You have to separate those two components so that you know which one's activated and which one's not.
And what would you say if somebody is trying to distinguish between these two brains? What would be either an exercise that we can take or some identifying markers to know which brain we're working with?
I have to use a tracking system because this personal development space is ridiculous. Like I remember when I started this 15 years ago and I was like, really? Like I kept hearing from people, it never ends. And that was honestly quite traumatizing. I was like, really? I don't want to just peel layers upon layers and layers and layers and layers. I really just want to get to the bottom of this. And so I truly would like to disagree with that. I don't believe that it's like this never ending experience. Like, yes, I believe that there's always life and there's new aha moments that are actually blissful, but I do believe that there's an end of the chaos. I do believe that there is a version of you that can step into your thriving brain instead of always living in a state of survival. And so to your point, as far as like tracking and metrics that I use for this, is I am very cognitive. I use somatic tools when I need to, but I lean a lot more towards like the physics element of this to track and measure. So the first one I use is all of our emotions are measured. That's not bullshit. It's not philosophy. It's like straight up physics that each one of our emotions that we have is measured to a certain frequency. And if you look at Albert Einstein, if you're trying to get to a certain outcome in your life, but you have a low frequency, it will not happen. It's not philosophy. It's straight physics. So you have to know where your current emotional energy is right now and what your frequency is right now and why you keep attracting the outcome. You're either magnetic magnetic, or you're literally pushing people away. So that would be one tracking metric I do where you can actually see which frequency you're at. The second one I do is your core beliefs. Your limiting beliefs are so impactful on obviously your thoughts that drive your emotions, and your emotions are dictating your outcome. Your actions and your actions are dictating your outcome. And so I really go into the question. I'm speaking really fast because I know you only said you want to do 15 minutes.
No,
so.
You're fine. No, we have all the time you need. And this is you are speaking my language, but only with like credentials behind it. I just go and read about this stuff. You actually studied it. So yeah,
I'm
fascinated.
Okay, I was speaking really fast because I really wanted to get all this information in. So
you're good.
So the second one is the core beliefs, and measuring those, I do just a 1 to 10 scale, make it simple. I don't rate them, they rate themselves. And that allows me to see how far they are in their limiting beliefs. And so that would be the second tracking. The third tracking is I go into the nervous system. So the nervous system, you only have two states you can be in, but the template I use is three levels. So think of it as like red, yellow, green, and think of it as like a traffic light that when you're in the red, you're in the freeze zone, you're shut down, you're depressed, you're panic attacks, like you can't move, you're not functioning at all in life. The yellow zone, you're in fight or flight. So you're just in a state of resistance. And then your green zone is your curiosity or your social engagement, or your being able to actually be productive and start to actually think to be become successful. That's your thriving state. So I use those three different tracking to be able to see where somebody is at, to show them exactly where they need to go.
Yeah, I love that. And it's one thing you said earlier that about like, hey, it's like this never ending thing. I don't know why, but I always had this belief that, all right, if I go to the gym enough times, then I will reach like maximum peak shape and I'll never have to do it again. And I kind of secretly knew that wasn't true, but like I never got to that max. And so I'm like, well, maybe if I just get there, everything will be fine, you know, and I'll never have to work on it ever again. And it's like the same thing with our emotions, you know, like you have to kind of maintain that, because otherwise it starts to slip back into, you know, that survival brain. It's like, it's hardwired in every part of your body. And so this kind of maintenance routine is essential for this.
Yeah, I would agree. I just, to me, I like that there is an endpoint of like frequency. Like, for example, like I'll give you the endpoint, at least that I have. So if you look in emotions, that every emotion is measured, enlightenment is the highest emotion that is about 700 plus frequency. So that's the goal, right? Like I like to have the goal in mind. Give me an endpoint, like give me a marathon and I can cross the finish line. Yes, I can still be in maintenance mode, but also like, give me like, what does my body fat percentage or my muscle mass percentage need to be at so that I can fit into my clothes better? Like, give me some sort of milestone that I'm reaching towards. So that would be an example. Or for example, in the vagus nerve, the goal is to be at least 80% in the green. Once you've reached 80% of the green, now you know the actual tools to be able to work within yourself to get yourself there. And then the first tracking one, or the other one with the core beliefs, is once your limiting beliefs are all at a 10 that are not fake, it's not like a state of protection or shield, but like literally you could say I'm a 10 out of a 10 in your core beliefs, you no longer are carrying around limiting beliefs. So to me, that gives you like that finish line. But yes, after that can be a maintenance, but it's so much easier than what people are doing by operating in limiting beliefs, trying to reach success. Forget about it. Tried it.
Yeah. And I think that's the best arrival point that we can have here is, you know, why aren't you successful? It's because of all of these, not all of the things that you're doing, but all of the things that are happening behind what you're doing. And I think that's really powerful. And so, Danita, tell us a little bit about where we can learn more about what you do and who's a good fit to reach out and connect with you.
A good fit for somebody that I work with are ones that are really to change their perspective. If you want to think outside of the box and you're ready to truly reach a more successful, thriving version of yourself, that's who I work with. If you want to have a victim mindset, thinking that it's some outside force that's controlling you, I don't do well with those individuals. I work well with those people that say, I'm getting in my own way. Please help me get out of my own way and give me some new perspective and tools. And so, and then answer to your question, yeah, my website is alignwithdanita.com. And you can search me on Instagram as well, just Danita Young, Danitayoung. And I'm always giving out free resources all the time, whether it's free master classes or free PDFs to help people get there.
Excellent. We're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Danita Young, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how she gets some stuff done. For those who want to connect with her directly and you're willing to step into your role and say, hey, I'm getting in my own way, I need to get out of it, you can go to alignwithdanita.com. Is that right? And whether you're out on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or you're somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who absolutely want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.